tonight's veteran of the game is Chris Sittinger. He's a senior for us. He's our point guard. He's one of our leaders. Chris plays as hard as any kid I've ever coached. He's a great kid. He gets after it on both ends. And he can just really be, he's not a whole lot to him, but he can be a physical presence just with his quickness, his quick hands, his quick feet. And he can really, he's done a nice job disrupting offenses for us this year. And for any good defense, I think it starts at the top of your defense. And when Chris is playing at a high level, we're very tough to beat.
Coach, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it almost sounds as though Chris Sittinger is another coach on the floor for you. He really kind of directs things both offensively and defensively, kind of follows your lead.
He does. More so defensively than offensively, but we're working on that. We're working on that. But yeah, our defense goes as he goes. And there's a lot of different things we do defensively that's all predicated on what Sit does and when he traps, when he leaves, how he's defending the ball. The rest of the guys just kind of follow. So he is definitely our leader out there defensively, no doubt.
Very cool. So congratulations goes out to Keystone's Chris Sittinger. He is tonight's Keystone Veteran of the Game. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services, and when we come back, it'll be Brett Larrick, the head coach of Elyria, that will announce the Pioneer Veteran of the Game. And that follows this message from Lorain County Veteran Services on the Colson and Colson Cage Matchup.